It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Go to the Sports Shop on YouTube. You can see us streaming live right now. That's right. We find new ways of bringing the show each and every day. And today we bring it to you live and hot. Hot.
Coming in hot.
On YouTube. You can stream the show live right there. Actually, you can comment too. So.
And they are.
You can comment.
Hank is commenting a lot.
You can talk smack to Reese if you want to. You can co-side with Pam. And you can just tell me I'm right.
Yeah, there it is.
That's all you have to do. Yeah, look, and then you can sympathize with A-Town back there.
There it is. Right,
so
there.
You can do all of those things. Matter of fact, if you want to do any of those things, you see anything on your social media thread, anything on social media, anything that you have that you thought would be interesting and interject into the conversation, all you have to do is repost it and put it out with hashtag TheSportsShopRadio or TheSportsShop1, because we monitor those hashtags and we'll see it.
Yeah.
And we'll see the conversation.
Exactly.
And then that guess what? We may just chime in on it.
That's right.
We may just chime in on it. We may just talk about
it. We're talking about real time, too, by the way.
Real time. Real time. So, look, there ain't no prepared statement. Our publicists didn't write it. Our agents didn't write it.
Right.
Nobody wrote it.
We didn't vet it with nobody. We just said what we had to say.
I mean, hell, you should know that. Just listen to Pam every day.
Because she'll run that by us.
Nothing.
But she should. Especially, like 80% of the things she talking about.
Is that a message? What?
So just let me tell you something. Pam's clear as that, but she didn't run that by nobody.
Look, Pam, you know how there are some people that, you know, because you as a choir leader, praise and worship.
Praise and worship.
Praise and worship. Yeah, there you go.
That's the same thing, eh?
Uh-oh.
Well, not every.
Uh-oh, I don't know.
Praise and worship team in my lane. Is not always a choir.
Huh? Say what now?
What now?
Praise and worship team may not always be a choir.
Oh, okay.
Is that the same thing as singers can't sing karaoke?
No, that's totally different.
Pam's
a singer that can't sing karaoke. That's exactly right.
Back to what you were saying.
Thank you. So one of the things I was going to ask you, Pam, was just, you know how it's certain people that don't have to come to crowd rehearsal or don't have to come to rehearsal?
Yeah.
Right? And they come, pick it up, they ready to go.
Yeah, that would be me.
Hit me with, what?
That would be me.
Whoa, okay. You know, hit me with a note, they said give it to me in G-flat, whatever, Reese's favorite, F-flat.
G sharp.
I'm sorry.
G-sharp. You don't get it right. Get it right.
I'm sorry. It's G sharp. Let me think
about it. I sing in C most of the time.
No, you sing in E.
No,
you sing in E for extra.
Well, that might be.
You sing in E for extra. But no, I'm just saying that some people, you know, just hit me with a note real quick. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got it. And they off and running. Let's go. That's all I'm saying. Like, some people, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Pam, you need to come to practice. Okay?
Wow.
I just said you need to come to practice, okay?
That's funny, man. That
just come
so
to practice.
Funny.
Look, that doesn't mean you're not talented. That doesn't mean you don't, but you need to come to practice. That's all I'm saying. In other words, run it by us first.
Thank you.
That's all. Just
it's just as simple. Don't take but a couple minutes to run it by us. Yeah, we give you instant feedback.
Boom. Boom. Just like that.
Okay, what's the odds that that's going to happen?
Well, I mean, history has proven that some people, they're not going to do that.
Right.
Y'all all had that choir member. She come in, she do whatever she want to do. She put that 90-year-old purse down and sit over there at the corner.
90-year-old
You just
person.
Start singing the wrong song.
Wow.
You be like, what in the world? Where'd you get that song from? Hey, Ty, how you doing back there, my friend?
Doing well. Feeling good.
Yeah? Okay. All right.
Trying to convince myself. All this muggy weather.
How's this poll question? The poll is not about J.J. McCarthy, is it?
It exactly is.
Yes.
Yeah. Hank Hughes, what his name is? What's
I guess
is?
They didn't run that one by you. They didn't run that by you.
Yeah, Hank Hughes. Yeah,
nah. What does the poll say, A-Town?
So the poll question presented by Oak Grove Tech, is J.J. McCarthy a top five quarterback in this year's NFL draft, yes or no? And 62% of people are saying no.
How many?
62%.
Oh, that changed a little bit.
Yeah, it's going in the right direction.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was 80. So yeah, it's
doing right direction.
But Kid Mac, just the more I think about it, I have to be honest with you. I just hope this happens.
I know you do. But it's for the wrong reasons.
Right, he's being very sarcastic.
But it's for the wrong reasons. It's for the wrong reasons. You're not doing it because you want to see us succeed. You want to see us get it right.
Well,
you want to see us be what?
No, Jalen Daniels, I want him to fall to us. We got to trade up to get him to my
Raiders?
To my Raiders. The coach,
don't send him out.
Antonio Pierce coached him in high school and college. So I think it's a natural thing to coach him in the pros. He knows him. He knows his capabilities. And K-Man's right.
Okay,
I really want JJ
sense.
To go there so I can like, you know, lean into that.
Yeah, I got
we can have something to talk about all season.
J-Mac, we call it.
Speaking of someone that came to rehearsal, came to practice, and decided to go somewhere better, we got Dan Quinn, the head coach for the Commanders. We're going to hear how he feels about the pressure of the Commanders having to get it absolutely perfect on a first-round quarterback. Mm.
At any position, like, you want to just make sure you nail it. And whether that's the second pick or the second round, the third round, because I know all of these players potentially have a chance to have a really high impact. So I love all of them, honestly. I love the fifth-round picks that, you know, are the Grady Jarretts that turn out to be a Pro Bowl player. And knowing that there's a specific role for that guy. So I don't know if I feel extra or anything. I think it's probably more excitement than extra, because knowing what different people at different spots can do, like, that's a really big deal.
Wow, it's a really big deal, right? You see how this game is being played.
Mm-hmm.
See, we want you guys to be looking at J.J. McCarthy, a guy that can do anything under pressure.
Oh, this is fake me out.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, okay. That's
strategy. I have heard that.
Mm-hmm. Method to the madness.
Yeah, see, that's what people say. That's what they're hoping it's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean.
Please.
Both of y'all are so good.
We over here.
Reverse psychology. Make them think one thing and you want another.
What? I'm way over here knowing I'm trying to get Jalen Daniels. Knowing I'm trying to get Jalen Daniels. I'm trying to get Jalen Daniels so bad I don't know what to do.
Called the fake out.
Kendrick, why does Reese always wish evil on Washington?
Yeah.
I don't wish evil.
Thank you, Kendrick. Thank you, Kendrick.
Oh, my God, Kendrick. Brought up J.J. J-Mac, not me.
I did not. You did. And you did, and then you proceeded to say, what is it about this guy that makes you think he's remotely anything in the fifth round?
Right. And
damn sure not a second round draft pick.
And credit to you. Kudos for you. You read us the reasons.
Yeah. But
I mean, like,
I wasn't prepared. I didn't come to rehearsal.
Exactly.
I wasn't prepared to respond to that. So I had to go with what I had.
I agree with Hank, though. Hank Hughes, who commented on YouTube.
What did Hank say?
He said, Reese is just hating K-Mac because on JJ because Michigan beat Alabama.
Yeah, but does
Hank, that's right.
Does Hank know that K-Mac is a huge Alabama fan? This as much as I am.
So
I don't know. I don't know how that holds up.
So low key, I'm hating too. So I really don't want his ass either.
See, here we go. And now the truth comes out.
But I'll take him. Wow. I'll take him over Drake Bay.
Okay. See, what did Drake Bay do to you?
And he's been that way since the season, before the season started.
Yeah.
He just really was not a Drake mate.
I think it might be trauma, right?
Trauma.
Huh? UNC trauma?
UNC trauma. No. Oh.
No?
I ain't never lost nothing to UNC.
No, I'm saying like them hurting you with their quarterback.
Yeah, you've never been a Drake May fan.
No, because I've seen this play before. We lived this. Oh, you know, we got to go to break. But we lived this with Trubisky. We lived it with Sam Howell. I mean, you got so many busts coming out over there as quarterbacks. I don't even have to go into it no more. I don't even have to talk about it no more. It's ridiculous.
Over there.
You can't even win in Charlotte.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac. Yeah.
I have to know, who is this singing?
It's Subtle Thoughts, but I don't know who the female is.
I don't know what she was thinking.
Go ahead.
This is the first time in history you'll hear me say this. I'd rather hear Pam sing that.
What? Come on now.
Wow.
Yes.
What?
That was a
wait a minute, eh?
That was a noisy arrangement.
Wow.
Period.
Wow.
That was bad.
The beat was good, though. I was feeling the, no.
That's because you know the song.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's true.
See, that's how they get you.
That's true.
The best thing about a cover, you know what, you ever heard people say, man, that's a great cover band.
Oh, yes.
And I always say to myself, why don't they make their music?
Their own music.
You know why? Because when someone's singing something that you're very familiar with,
mm-hmm.
and you have an affinity for it, you overlook the fact that it sounds less than appropriate.
Yep.
Right?
Garbage.
Well, that part too. Same thing. Reese keeps overlooking the fact that Drake May not that good.
Oh, here we go.
Garbage.
Because he's got an emotional attachment.
He has an emotional attachment to it.
What does Drake May have to do with that anyway?
Listen to me. So I had this idea a couple months ago.
Uh-oh.
I have them every day, but, you know, most of the time they don't make it out.
Right.
I keep it inside. But I was going to have these flashcards made, and it was going to be shades of blue. So anytime I would want to get, you know, distract Reese, mm-hmm. I would just throw up these powder blue flashcards. It'll throw them off. I'm telling you, it'll throw them off. But then anytime I want to get, you know, get on the skin, I'd throw up the, you know, the darker blue.
Yeah. Okay.
Throw them off. I'm telling you to work, man.
Well, let's do
He's triggered by color like that.
It'll
get him every time.
Oh, wow.
It'll get him every time. You want to try it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have them printed
I know it works for you, though. I know it works for you.
So many emotional attachments.
I know it works for you. Eitan, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well.
All right. You staying out of trouble?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't believe you said that.
I mean, I'm just wait. Well, hold on. What do you mean? You can't believe I'm asking you? That's what you said.
No. I couldn't believe what you said about that lady from Self Thoughts.
Did you hear what I heard?
Yeah. I'm just surprised you said it. That's all.
Oh, you think she may hear it and be mad?
Say it again.
You think she may hear it and be mad that I was less than impressed?
I mean, I don't know. We have a poll question though. I'll get to that.
Eitan's enough on it, man.
Let's hear the poll question, Eitan.
So the poll question presented by Oak Grove Tech is: JJ McCarthy a top 5 quarterback in this year's NFL draft? Yes or no? And 64% say no.
Mm. Let's hear Adam Scheffner as he talks about Pam's quarterback, Dak Prescott,
mm-hmm.
and basically the Cowboys are blowing this right in front of our very eyes, guys.
Yeah.
They're blowing this, the whole thing, right in front of our very eyes. Which is okay with me. But let's hear from Adam as he talks about Dak Prescott restructuring his contract.
They haven't done anything with Dak at all. And the time to do a deal with Dak was before free agency. And they didn't do that. So there was no cap savings. So if they wanted to go get some of these marquee free agents that were out, they're gone. They're off the street. So now they're in a situation with Dak going into the last year of his deal. He's got a $55 million cap number. If he leaves after this year, the dead cap money charge is $95 million that they're going to have to spread out.
Jeez!
That, which would be a new NFL record, even though...
$95 million dead cap, and he leaves. And no trade clause, no tag clause. So when you're going into the last year of your contract, he now becomes the 2024-25 version of Kirk Cousins. And Dak, to me, is a really good quarterback. So if and when he becomes a free agent next year, Dallas may want him back, but there might be a quarterback needy team. Giants, Commanders, who knows? Like, we could go through the list right now. There'll be no shortage of suitors for Dak Prescott as a true unrestricted free agent.
Okay. I don't know how – I'm trying to say this and not sound as biased as I am against the Cowboys, but congratulations, Dak, for getting them in a position, an unattainable position for themselves in Dallas and making them pay through the nose no matter what, no matter how this ends up for them. What I don't understand is how is it that with all of the foolishness and talking that y'all do in Dallas, you still ended up messing this up? This is because you can't bring any other players. You don't have – there's no way. That kind of cap hit,
right.
That kind of money.
That's a lot. I agree.
Who you going to get the – you can't get Reese to come play for you.
You know when people start a conversation, I don't know who needs to hear this.
Oh, God. That is so true. That is so true.
which means I know.
I know. Come on.
What the hell is that? What are they doing, Pam? Seriously.
Man.
I don't know what they're doing.
Man, I mean, you have gotten yourselves into, I don't even know how you.
95?
I don't know what to say. But,
there's a plan. It's just wait for it.
That's a
there's
plan?
A plan. Just wait okay, for it. Okay, that's right. All I can say. Well, just wait for
we'll
it.
We'll be waiting.
Wait on him.
What he do?
Like Joe.
He waited. And what happened?
It may be like Joe. 100 years.
He lost everything. But.
Well, you working on it. You working on it.
Now it's no longer funny.
That's funny as hell. I'm sorry.
It's funny to me.
Relive the best moments of The Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.